Hey friend, Rebecca here, and I am so glad you found me, or at least my podcast. Now I know you read the title, Love is Not Dead, Just My Husband, and thought, what did that say? Am I supposed to be sad, or am I supposed to laugh? Now, you could do either, but if you laugh, don't feel bad. That's exactly what I was going for. And we needed a good laugh to break the ice. Besides, isn't that how most great relationships start? Now, after my husband Tom passed away, I was lost. And the most difficult thing to find was myself. And like, that wasn't hard enough. I then had to figure out my who, what, when, where, why, and how. This is a lot of work. And yes, I'm referring to the present tense because this, my friend, is definitely a work in progress. See, people have always had this perception of me like I have my shit together all the time. And it's hard living up to that sort of expectation. But guess what? I'm not as perfect as people think. Just a perfect hot mess. And let me tell you, it's hard being rainbows and sunshine all the time when you're just a sad, lonely, cancerous widow. Yeah. That's my card, and I don't play it often, but when I do, it's definitely on my son. But don't worry, he's an adult, and luckily, he gets my sense of humor. But seriously, I lost the love of my life. I lost my eye to a stupid rare cancer. I got lost trying to find my own damn self. And here I am, lost again, looking for love in all the wrong places. Now, life as a widow can be full of grief, pain, and loneliness. But through this, we also find strength, courage, independence, and new beginnings. We can become so comfortable in our grief, and there's a lot of support out there for when we're in pain, denial, feeling angry and depressed. But what about when we're ready to move forward in our acceptance and just looking for hope? As a widow, there's this bittersweet line of sorrow and joy, which is where I find myself most of the time. Because sometimes it's hard to share our happiness and our wins with others, whether it's those who are closest to us or with those who are grieving and they're just not quite there yet. My question to you is, do you just want to survive or are you actually ready to thrive? That's a tough decision we all face at some point. What I want to do is break the stereotypes of widows and widow my own damn way. Now, I've been told that I'm not the average widow because I don't have young children at home to take care of, and I'm in my 40s and I have more time to do whatever it is that I want. And then here's the best one. You always seem to bounce back so fast. Well, I'm offended. I also have a lot more idle time to get stuck in my grief, which is exactly what I did. And I felt completely alone. And me appearing to bounce back was me literally making myself do any and everything. When my husband Tom passed away, I had no idea about podcasts, and I didn't know that there were all these amazing Facebook support groups out there for widows. I didn't actually find one until 3 years after Tom died. And that's when I finally felt like someone understood my pain. But now, I want more. I want someone to understand my pain, but also understand that I want to live and love again. I want to create a community of positivity and inspiration. I want to encourage those who are grieving to open themselves up to find a new happily ever after. I would love to know what your hopes and dreams are. I want you to choose yourself, and I want you to choose to go on this amazing journey of living life with me. And let me put it out there. I have no psychology degree. I'm not a counselor. I'm just a regular person who wants to help others see that there's a brighter side to grief. My experiences are of my own losses, grief, love, and just trying to figure out how to survive and thrive all by myself. Now, the one thing I really do enjoy is making people laugh. And forewarning, I do have a dark sense of humor if you haven't noticed already. I'm just saying, because that's not for everyone. And I really do believe that laughter can be the best medicine. It's that moment when you forget the sadness and you feel alive. Your face is flush, you feel a warm sensation, you catch a glimpse of yourself in the mirror and you see a beautiful smile that you thought was lost. But then a slight look of terror creeps across your face. It's in that moment when you realize the warm sensation was you peeing in your pants. So, if you believe laughter really is the best medicine and enjoy a slightly dark sense of humor, I may be your person. Now, it's taken me a while to own my story and feel vulnerable enough to share it with others. Apparently, it's inspiring. So, if you like a story that piles on shit after shit after shit and wondering how to still smell like roses, this is it. And I don't exactly know what direction this podcast is going to take me. But if telling my story will help encourage others or just give you a moment to laugh and forget, I think it'll all be worth it. So, if you're ready, I want you to repeat after me. I choose to live. I choose to survive. I choose to laugh and love. I choose myself, as selfish as it may seem. I choose to open my heart to find another. And I choose to widow my own damn way. Now, I'm still looking for my happy ending, and I really want you to share it with me. So please be sure to hit the subscribe button and share with a friend. I'll be here for you each week, sharing my journey through widowhood, navigating grief from multiple losses, venturing on this crazy quest of self-discovery, and seeing if I actually survived this wild roller coaster ride called dating. Because after all, love is not dead, just my husband.